Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Rants and Raves podcast. And there's a lot of events coming up this spring, but the first and most important event happening in March is the Chicago E4 AV Tour. As you may know, Almo Pro AV, the industry's apparently favorite distributor because of our Readers' Choice Awards, at least the last 3 or 4 years, hosts an annual event called the E4 AV Tour, and there's two stops this spring, Chicago and San Jose, and I am joined by Melody Craigmile, who is in charge of marketing for Almo Pro AV, and I'm also have Stephen McKay on the phone, who is in charge of the hospitality division of Almo Pro AV. Good morning. How are you both doing?
Good morning, Gary. I'm doing great. Thanks for having us.
Gary, doing fantastic. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, well, thank you for joining me. And this podcast is specifically around two things at the same time. First and foremost, Melody, I know that obviously we want everyone in the Chicago area, anybody within driving distance, to head to the E4 AV Tour on March 22nd, which is a Wednesday. Again, it's going to be at the Drury Lane Theater, which I believe this is our third time hosting the event there, if I'm counting correctly. And then, of course, the San Jose event is April 19th. Are you guys ready for the events, Melody?
We are. We are certainly ready, and I'm very excited about this year's tour. We've got some great educational sessions, some new exhibitors, and also some new features of the tour that we will be showcasing and rolling out at the Chicago event.
Yeah, in fact, this, I believe, will be the first time we've been back in Chicago. And I say we because I'm the keynote speaker again, which I'm honored to do. But this is the first time we'll be back in Chicago since the IAVI acquisition, right?
Yes, that's right. We bring this tour to Chicago every 2 years. So that's another reason that people need to understand that, you know, it's going to be another 2 years before we'll be back. So definitely come and join us and see what the industry has changed so much since we were in Chicago. And Almo has changed a lot as well, as you mentioned, with our acquisition of IAVI. And then also the launch of this new hospitality division within Almo Pro AV. So very exciting times, and really, really glad to be back in Chicago.
Well, Stephen, I want to ask you about the hospitality division, but first I want to tell the listeners about a couple of things happening in Chicago. My keynote is all about 4K, so everything you need to know about 4K, and not just the pretty images stuff, but how you can build really cool systems around 4K using this digital canvas concept. You're also, Melody, going to have the Infocom Internet of Things conference there. At the Chicago and at the San Jose event. The Samsung showcase will be back. You have another 10 or so Infocom CTS RU approved classes, and of course the exhibit floor and free food. Did I miss anything?
No, that just about covers it, except for your new behind the scenes tour with the technology that you use to create that amazing digital canvas in the keynote session.
Yeah, and in fact, we actually will be using a native 4K 3840 by 2160 projector, a giant image, so you'll actually see 4K native, which most of the people have probably not seen. Even if you saw 4K at last year's Infocom show, most of the 4K was sort of fake 4K where they were doing pixel shifting. This is a native 4K. We're using a Barco HDX projector. You'll get a behind-the-scenes tour if you sign up for it at e4avtour.com. So you can, as Melody said, see how the thing operates immediately after the keynote. And so this is awesome. It's going to be an awesome thing because 4K does look amazing. And speaking of 4K, hospitality. I want to talk to you, Stephen McCake. A lot of people may not even know that there's a hospitality division within Almo. And the reason why that's important is because you have an entire division and you're in charge of it that just focuses on putting products into hospitality environments. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we do, Gary. We just launched it. We've found that based on our customers' needs and the opportunities that we've uncovered, that we needed a dedicated team to help our customers grow their hospitality business. We've been dealing with the TVs now for probably 3 or 4 years that we've been supplying the TVs. We're the largest supplier of hospitality TV industry. But as we were visiting customers and finding out their requirements, one, they wanted to grow their business, and two, there were so many products and services that they weren't offering the hotel. And so we've gathered up some of these services and products, and we've launched them with this new division. So we're very excited not only to have this new division released and just last month, but with the E4 coming up, the day before the E4, actually on the Tuesday the 21st, we're going to have our first little mini conference for our hospitality customers, where they can come along, we can introduce this new division to them, and we can also introduce these products and services to them. And again, as I mentioned, this is to help them grow their business, which in turn, of course, grows our business, which is great, and they can be a more rounded supplier to the hotel than just the TVs.
Well, you brought up, as you were talking, I thought of two things specifically around hospitality questions. First off, so you're having this day before the E4. So on the 21st, it's sort of an invitation-only thing from what I understand. So if you're in the hospitality market, selling into the hospitality market, then you should have already found out about this. But if you haven't and you do sell into those markets and you're in the Chicago area or within driving distance of Chicago, certainly that would include, obviously Wisconsin and all the surrounding areas. What can they still attend? Is it possible that they can attend, or they have to have had an invitation from you?
No, we would love them to attend. In fact, if they reach out to my colleague, April Lamberti, L-A-M-B-E-R-T-I, April Lamberti, she will absolutely would love to issue an invitation to them. So it's not too late. Please come along. We've got lots of fun and interesting things to discuss and show our participants.
Okay, so April is A. Lamberti, A-L-A-M-B-E-R-T-I, at Almo.com, and I'll include that in the description of this podcast. My second question about it, Stephen, was you keep mentioning the hotel. What about hospitals? Are you also addressing that, or are you just focused on hotel right now?
No, the Samsung line that we promote is very much into the healthcare system as well. So we have the healthcare and hospitality TVs available and solutions available to the healthcare community, but also on just not even the hotel rooms, Gary. We also do the public spaces as well for the hotels. We're finding a lot of restaurants are having digital signage installed into their restaurants. The public areas have touch screens and the like in the lobbies. So we're trying to touch areas. In fact, there's one manufacturer that we're in negotiations with right now where we're looking to start to provide furniture. For example, we'll start maybe with banquet tables for the hotel as well. So now we'll be getting into the conference areas of the hotel also.
Yeah, so you brought up an interesting point, Melody. This is another reason why the integrators should really focus on this, because yes, one part of this is just supplying TVs to the rooms, but the other part of it is providing digital signage content in addition to the signs themselves to the lobby areas and potentially the rooms, right? I mean, you have a digital signage division that not only provides the product, but also provides the creative services. So literally, you could be a one-stop shop for them and actually help them generate the content for the customer on the hospitality side for digital signage part of the lobby and the other common areas, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll have a booth there with our content creation services that people can find out more about that. But, you know, we're going to have a dedicated space on the show floor just for the hospitality division. And I think that's important because many pro AV integrators over the years have run into these opportunities with hotel properties. And because it is such a different sales cycle, it's a very different market, you know, maybe they've shied away from those in the past. And, you know, we want them to know that if they are doing, let's say, a university, or if they are doing an assisted living facility or something like that, that there are opportunities with in-room TVs and in common spaces that, you know, we can help them understand how to work those opportunities, bring in the resources necessary, do training, and just you know, a great opportunity for them to kind of open up their minds to a whole new market. And the hospitality space is just exploding. There is so much growth going on, so much new construction. I think that this is an area that they need to really pay attention to.
Yeah, so you talked about you'll have a booth or a space on the show floor on the 22nd, but also this opportunity on the 21st exists for integrators who are focused on the hospitality market or who want to focus on the hospitality market. So April and Bertie is the person to email to contact if you already have a contact at Almo. Of course, you can call into Almo and talk to her. Other, if you don't, then just email her, alamberti@almo.com. Steven, quick question for you. Although you're new to Almo Pro AV, you're certainly not new to the industry because you came from IAVI. Plus, you've been focused on hospitality for a long time. So you actually know what you're talking about. You're not just starting, like Melody alluded that this is new, or you alluded, one of the two, you alluded that this was sort of a new division for Almo, but yet this is something you've been doing personally a long time, so you already know this market.
Yes, it was, and I was lucky enough to bring Eric Steiner across with me from IAVI. He was my hospitality manager with IAVI. He's now the director of the hospitality division for me, and we've added another four people around us outside of April as well. So we're a seven-person team, Gary, that's dedicated just to going out and assisting in the hospitality space, the healthcare space, and I also forgot to mention the space. For example, dormitories for universities and things like that. A lot of the Pro AV integrators probably deal in this space, especially if they're installing in the universities and things like this. But then they may be missing out on the lodging part of the opportunity. So we'll be able to speak with them also, and especially at that booth that Melody mentioned at the upcoming E4, we'll be able to show them offerings and solutions for dormitories and the like.
So the Chicago event is in just a couple of weeks, March 22nd. All you have to do is go to e4avtour.com. You can click on more information for that event or the San Jose event on April 19th. Both those events are in great locations. San Jose is easy to get in and out of from San Francisco all the way down south. You don't have to deal with any of the traffic coming either direction. Chicago, that's a known event. It's outside the city a little bit, so the direction you'd be traveling is against the traffic, which is good. And we've had great success at that event. And as Melody said, we won't be back for a couple of years. And you have this opportunity to earn additional CTS credits from Infocom, in addition to get into the hospitality market and understand the other services that Almo provides besides just providing products. You can check them out at almoproav.com. I appreciate you both joining me today. I wish you the best of luck with this hospitality event. I'm actually going to be talking at that hospitality event, so I'm excited to sort of see the positioning of this and understand the opportunities myself, and I'll certainly be writing about it and following up about this at ravepubs.com. So I appreciate both of y'all because I know you're busy, and I'll see you both in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Gary. See you soon.
See you later.
Thanks,
Steven. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.